Okay, I'm here in Newton Hall this morning with the Park Run Country Manager for Ireland, Matt Shields. Matt, first off, welcome to our community. And you were looking this morning at our alternative run up at our clubhouse in Monivulahan and also the proposed main venue down in Runeen Woods. So what did you make of it all this morning?
Hello, Connor. Yes, I think both venues are very suitable, so it is. The Runeen Woods is very nice, very scenic, very suitable for recreational runners. It would be a pleasure to run around there any Saturday morning. And if the weather proves to be forbidden, yeah, the club is a suitable venue for a backup.
And maybe, Matt, you might talk to us a little bit about how you got involved with Parkrun First Day and maybe talk a little about the philosophy behind Parkrun.
Yeah, I got involved in Parkrun about 5 years ago, and I suppose really by accident. I was a club runner running for a club, and I was looking for a competition in London. And when I googled, the only thing I could find was this free competition. I thought, yep, that'll do. And went along to my first park run. Remember, I turned up, there was about 10, 15 minutes to the start time, panicking, thinking I'm late. How will I manage this? And there was nobody there. About to go home when I spotted this boy going around putting up stakes with signs. Followed him around the field.
Right.
And he says, yep, follow me. So fair enough, 5 minutes to go, everybody raked up. I had my first park run. I went and had a coffee with them afterwards, sat down, watched them doing the results and said, yeah, I'm hooked. So here we are, 5 years later. From there, we looked to bring the first park run to Ireland, and it come through the waterworks, and we started the waterworks park run in North Belfast in a park which at that time was best described as a no-go area. So it is, and we started introducing. The first day we had about 50, 60 people, and it went down as low as maybe 30, 40, and it's built back up. Now we're running maybe anything to 200-300 people every week in the park.
Wow.
And it has completely transformed the space. And from that first park run in Ireland, we now have 22 park runs in the north of Ireland, and we have 41 park runs in the south of Ireland, running in or around about 5,000 or 6,000 people out for a recreational run every Saturday morning.
And my understanding is, Matt, that the park runs are always at the same time every Saturday morning, everywhere in each country, isn't that right?
It is, yeah. The concept behind park run is to remove the barriers to participation. So whenever they set about thinking, you know, how do we do this or how do we encourage people into activity, the first barrier was obviously financial, so they're free. The second barrier was that not everybody can travel great distances and have access to cars and transport. So wherever possible, the park runs are run in local communities, in parks, in spaces that are close to the communities. And then the third thing is the confidence aspect. You know, I couldn't go to a race or I wouldn't be comfortable. So park runs are welcoming, they're friendly. There's always a social aspect. You can, where courses permit, push a buggy, walk a dog. We're welcoming. So they're also at 9:30 every Saturday, so that there is no question about, I wonder, is it on today? Yeah, it's on today. It's on every week. It's always there, and it's yes. About getting into this regular activity. And park runs are about family. They're about community. They're a place to come every week. You don't have to run. You can volunteer. You can walk. You can get involved. It's really about families and communities coming together on a weekly basis to take some healthy activity.
And say, with your park run now in the waterworks back home for you, what would, say, be your youngest runner and your oldest runner on a given week, roughly?
We would have runners that are going from 6 or 7 years of age, maybe not doing the full distance,
yep.
But we'd have kids that would start off where their parents might be doing one lap, walk, run, or in and out of the buggy. We would also have people up to 80. John McCaig, I think, is 92.
And he's still running it.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is.
So it's really all about community.
It is all about community.